Welcome back, everybody, to Parenting Unplugged. Thank you so much for joining us this week. This is Alisa.
Hello, Monica.
And today we are going over our part two of our breastfeeding series. So for today's episode, we are actually going to be featuring Monica here and talking about her breastfeeding journey and what it was like and what her experience was feeding her baby. So Monica, thank you so much for sharing your story. We're really excited to have you and to like listen to what your experience was like. Everyone's story is completely different. So especially when it comes to breastfeeding, it's such a sensitive topic too. So really, really appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like it was so, I'm so glad we managed to get your story done in our last episode because, it's so equally important to see how everyone's journey is just so different. The first thing I would say is that you just any kind of like expecting mums or kind of seasoned mum, you cannot compare yourself to anyone else in anything with motherhood, really, but especially with breastfeeding because, it's just everyone has their own journey.
For sure. And there's so many factors that can go into it as well. Like as we go through our journeys, that there's so many things that can play a part that everyone's setup is completely different at home. So Monica, I guess we can jump right into the conversation. So I did want to ask you, what motivated you exactly to breastfeed in the first place? Or is there anything like before you were pregnant that you were thinking about as far as breastfeeding goes?
I mean, when I knew I was ready and I really wanted to have a baby, I didn't really question the breastfeeding so much. I think I naturally had the mindset that I wanted to do it. Alongside maybe like even the birth of my baby, I would have loved to have a natural water birth for Noah. And then the breastfeeding kind of just piggybacked onto that, really, for me. And so when I was going through my pregnancy and I was thinking about, what it's going to look like when my baby is here, kind of in my mind, I naturally assumed to myself that I was going to breastfeed. I had no idea what that journey was going to look like. So that
As we
was,
do as like new moms, we have no idea.
like literally, like I mean, I didn't know what to expect. All I knew was, ever since, even before I found out I was pregnant, I always knew that I wanted to be as natural as possible in every stage that I was, pregnant, becoming a mother, and so on and so on. And that continues with me. I tried to have a natural birth. I did somewhat have a natural birth, but we had to have, I had to be rushed into theatre for forceps. But that's okay because sometimes things are not under your control 100%. And with the breastfeeding journey, I went in with the mindset of I want to breastfeed. But I also want to say that I wasn't too hard on myself as well. I kind of also was like, you know what, this is what I want to do, but I'm going to see how it goes.
For sure. And that is a really good mentality to have because, like, honestly, your mental health comes first, right? So if you're not feeling it, if it's not something that you're enjoying or something that the baby is even enjoying, then if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't. So, and I think it's good to go into it with that mentality because you obviously just had a baby. You're having a baby for the first time if you're a new mother and you're experiencing so many different things in big ways. So you really need to, be easy on yourself. So in talking about all of this, did you have any like specific challenges that surprised you? Is there anything that you can think of off
So,
your head?
I mean, I had, a somewhat different story to you, to your breastfeeding journey. I really wanted to breastfeed and I wanted to do it for as long as I could. I didn't really see an end date in mind. For me, I think the biggest thing that prevented me breastfeeding as much as long as I wanted to is that Noah had an undetected tongue tie. And by the time we went private and we found a tongue tie specialist, she kind of said it straight to us and said, "We can do the tongue tie procedure, but you're probably not going to get your milk supply back in to be able to breastfeed him properly." Up until that date, and I would definitely say for like new mums out there, like the first, like establishing your milk supply and those first few weeks are just like they're just gold. Like they're so important, especially if you do want to start a breastfeeding journey, because every day matters and every day counts. I know that because unfortunately, I learned the hard way. I tried my best. We rented out hospital grade pumps. I was pumping when he wasn't feeding. I used like nipple shields, which really did help. I used like Silverettes when I wasn't feeding to help with the healing process. And it was just, he just wasn't latching properly and he just wasn't getting the milk he needed, which is obviously devastating as a mother because, when you look at your baby, you want to give them the world, you want to give them everything, end of. And obviously, George was supporting me like every even hour when he needed feeding. It was like, okay, we start the process, get the latch and everything. But obviously, as a first-time mum, you're figuring it all out yourself. You're figuring out what does the latch look like? What latch does your baby want or need, right? Because there's so many ways that you can kind of hold them. And I don't think, in hindsight, looking back, it wasn't the hold per se. It definitely was the tongue tie that went undetected, but by that point, it was maybe the 2 month mark. So you can imagine I've done like 2 months. He was feeding, but it was just very stressful for everyone. It definitely wasn't a natural process for me, unfortunately. And by the time we went private and she told me, what was happening, I just remember coming out of the clinic and kind of going to the car, and I just started crying. I just couldn't stop crying because I knew I had to make the hard decision to stop, and to introduce him to formula. Slowly. I still was feeding to give him the comfort of the breast, but I did have to slowly start introducing formula and so on. But that broke me, like I broke down, like I
Because
broke
it's
down.
something that you felt really strongly about, and you want to try to breastfeed for as long as you could, and obviously you thought that you could have breastfed a little longer. But when talking about like medical professionals and things like that, we like touched on this in our previous episode, and we had said about how yes, they're there to give you medical advice, but we need to go into it like with a different kind of mentality. I feel like like if I were to have a baby the second way around, I would take what they say with like a grain of salt, because I feel like there could always be a different solution if you find help, and that's why like finding help, because yes, the medical professional like told you that that you weren't capable of breastfeeding, but we're not entirely sure if that's even like 100% true, so this is where lactation experts come in, and they are the experts, and they are the ones that truly know if it's possible.
I think like on that topic, I just wanted to say, Lisa, like when I was in the hospital, that's where they should have picked up on the tongue tie. No disrespect for the hospital because they treated me amazingly, and they really did look after me and Noah. But I think, and they did actually send lactation specialists to my house, like a few times to check on the latch, and they checked on Noah, and they still
And they
couldn't
didn't.
detect the tongue tie.
That's
And when I
interesting.
knew, and like as a mum, in your gut, like something's not right. And I seeked out a professional. She was a tongue tie specialist, but she was also a lactation specialist. So she really knew her stuff. And we really researched into multiple people, and we kind of said, okay, let's go to her. You know,
Got
she was pricey and she was quite far away. And we went there, and you know, she gave us all the options. But I think for our unique situation, I think we were, when you have a situation and you have a newborn, things are very stressful. Like the stress levels are very high for both mum and dad. And you don't want that transferring down to the baby because, you know, that's naturally what happens. And I feel like everyone has to make a decision based on what they know they can handle at that moment in time, right? And I feel like if I knew I was going to be like, if I knew if I ha had the time at home, if I was going to be like a stay-at-home mum, I think I probably would have got the tongue tie done. But I think the other aspect of that coming in is that I knew I had to go back to work when Noah was around 4.5 months old. And that was a big factor because if that wasn't a factor, then 100% I would have been like, let's try the tongue tie, let's see if the latches and my milk supply might come back again.
And that's what I was trying to say is that so many factors, so many moving factors go into play here. Most women, especially in like the United States, some women don't even get a pregnancy leave. And most women
That's
go back to
insane.
work. Most women go back to work after like 3 months if they get 3 months off. So of course you feel the pressure of having to go back to work. Once you go back to work, what are you going to do? How are you going to pump at work? Where are you going to pump? Is that even possible? And it's also like something like no one talks about this, but it's kind of embarrassing. Like I remember going into the workplace and I would take my pump with me, and I work mostly around men at that time. My team was mostly men. So what am I, and I was also new. So it's like, I just kind of took my bag with me and I would scoot into like the lactation room that they had. And it was like I felt a certain way about it, So it is, it's so many moving parts, and it's, man, it is tough. It is definitely really, really tough. So thank you for sharing that. And it sounds like you also like you did exhaust your options. You exhausted all of those things and you
I
just
really tried. I
conclusion.
really, really tried.
So, I mean, you made a decision based on what was going to be best for you and your family. And at the end of the day, that's something that we all need to like look at as well. But yeah, so Monica, as far as like those challenges that came into place, you were talking about like your support system. So do you feel like your partner was a good support system for you? And what other kind of support system did you have?
Well, George has been amazing from the get-go. Especially, like we always talk about like the newborn trenches, right? Which is a true test on your relationship. Because stress levels is high. And you are also functioning off no sleep. And obviously, if you do decide to breastfeed, which is what I was doing initially, Noah wanted, he didn't, he wanted to be fed on every hour and sometimes every 45 minutes.
Hungry boy.
He wouldn't really sleep a lot when he was a newborn. He would only really sleep on my chest or George's chest, and he would never want to be put down. The
Mama's
second you
here.
put him down, he goes crazy, and then you put him up again, which is amazing. But obviously that's tough at the same time because you're kind of just you're just taking it in turns with me and George. And I was fortunate enough that George actually I was able to take off a little bit of time when Noah was born.
And that's another thing that's also really cool, right? Like, partners don't get any time off and they have to go back to the workplace right away. And that's another thing. I have someone at home to help you, like make you food while you're trying to breastfeed. How is it going to happen?
I think he, I mean, his place of work only allowed him like 2 days. 2 days leave. But he had, like collected time off and things. So he took a considerable amount of time off. And that was amazing. Like that was really, really helpful because then it it enabled him to, you know, like establish his bond with Noah too, you know,
Oh, for
and to have that skin to skin.
right.
And so we took turns with that, and he would really help me out. Like when I use nipple shields, which really helped, and I would highly suggest that for new mums who are finding it difficult, for if your baby is finding it difficult to latch,
Yeah.
or if you have like inverted nipples, that's also really good.
Got it. That's like to
Yeah,
smooth.
stuff.
That's like
Yeah, like
to the
it's a
nipple,
really
right?
good. It's a really, yeah, it's like a
Okay.
silicone shield, I guess. But it's kind of like, it kind of looks like a nipple, like it's like a clear silicone mold, and it just enables the baby to latch. If you've got like really small nipples or anything like that. And then, you know, obviously you have to sterilize them in between. And, you know, if Noah wants to be fed every 45 minutes and he's on the boob for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, that gives a 10 minute turnaround. Like that's not a lot of time. So, you know, George would be really supportive with helping me out with, you know, getting things sterilized, and if we needed to do like a formula top up, you know, it was just ongoing. Like it was crazy. Like it was insane.
Having that support around you is absolutely everything. I don't know what I would have done without also my partner in my house. Like back at it, having someone around you that is helping you, that is home with you during those early days is absolutely everything. I can't imagine having to do it alone. So
Yeah,
yeah,
that's crazy.
that having that support is absolutely amazing. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing that, Monica. And then, you know, we're talking about all of like everything that's hard. Breastfeeding is hard. And I mean, for some women, it can come naturally. Hold on, it can.
Of course.
From what I've heard, I haven't
I
met.
wish that was my
I
case.
haven't met someone that has actually like has had an easy experience, but from what I hear, it could be easy. But we have been talking about all the difficulties, but what do you think are like the good moments? What were the good moments?
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, I don't want to like scare anyone off with the breastfeeding because I know we've kind of gone into like the challenges there. But I just wanted people to understand, you know, kind of like my journey and why it had to be cut short. So just to kind of like finish off that section, I would say if I did it second time around, I would really check with a specialist if there is, especially tongue ties, because I didn't know what tongue tie was before I had Noah. So definitely ask about tongue ties, ask about nipple shields if you need them, the latch and everything like that. In regards to, let's go into the good stuff, right? The really, I mean, the feeling when you are feeding your baby from your body is just, you just cannot even describe that feeling. It's just a connection that is just above everything else. I just can't even describe it. It's you just I just remember, and it just makes me feel emotional, just, you know, just thinking about those moments. Because my baby's just so big now. He's almost like he's going into toddlerhood, but I just remember like having feeding on him and just like just looking at him and just in admiration, really. Just looking at him and just like holding him. And oh, there's just a connection there. It's just unreal. Like it's unreal.
Do you feel like it, like long term, it has affected your relationship with Noah as well?
I think as a mum, I think you always worry about the connection. I think let's be real about everything, right? Because I think sometimes people are like, oh, of course you're going to be connected. You're the mum or you're the dad. And you know, I think especially with the mum guilt, right? And every mum knows that, like the mum guilt that follows you forever. It's like, oh, did I feed him enough? Did I spend enough time with him when he was this age? And so on and so and so on. I mean, personally thinking, I do feel like it bonded us because of the feeling I had when he was, you know, when I was feeding him. It was just an intimacy that is just, I think, at its rawest form, you know, like they are feeding off your body.
You can't explain.
Yeah, you just can't explain it. I don't really have the words to explain that. It's just, it's a very raw intimacy, and I think that naturally just creates a beautiful bond between, a mum and their child.
1,000.
Yeah, and that is just, that's amazing. Do I wish I could have done it longer? Of course. I would be doing it right now if I could,
Yeah.
but
And
then at the same time,
yeah.
you don't know everyone's story. And if you are, in my opinion, if you wanted to breastfeed and if you are blessed to have been able to breastfeed for any amount of time, I think it is a true blessing for you and your child. But then at the same time, especially like first time mums going into motherhood, it's for your mental health, it's really hard. So I can understand why some mothers don't decide to breastfeed, or
Choice.
they can't. You don't know their story at the same time. So I think, and just going back to your question, Elisa, like the bond, I think the bond, yes, definitely for breastfeeding, but not exclusively just to breastfeeding. I think the bond is created with time, with laughter, through play, for all those things, through bath time, through eye contact. I think breastfeeding, yes, is a big part of it, but I don't think it's the only part of it, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I think that it's part of like the early days if you're able to do it, especially for you. But I think that obviously, it's also, I think personally, it's also something that's really empowering that you are able to feed your baby from your own body. That's like an, if you think about it on a larger scale, that is, it's amazing that women are able to birth our babies and feed our babies from our bodies. And if you're able to do it for a day, that is a blessing. Just because obviously it's hard because you just birthed the baby. So in order for you to, get your head around producing milk and doing all that and getting the latch right, if you're able to do that, that's a huge accomplishment, right? I think that, I think that you should still be giving yourself like a big hug
Of
for
course.
through it,
And
and
it's also like the
for as
skin
long
to
as you
skin
did.
as well.
Oh yeah,
Even if
so
you're not
beautiful.
breastfeeding, even just having that's, like just having your chest against their delicate like head and having that skin to skin moment, it doesn't necessarily need to even be breastfeeding. I think that even creates, that's a big part of the bonding as well. And that's why they encourage the dads, the fathers, to have the skin to skin with the baby as well, because that really is, emphasizing that bond with the parents, because the baby, is so, it's like he's hearing mum and dad's heartbeat and the smells that, he will then associate with mum and dad and everything like that,
Yeah, it's just as important for the partner to be involved because obviously, if you're breastfeeding the baby around the clock, the partner also needs to have his time. So I think it's good for for new parents to think about that too. Like, yes, you're breastfeeding the baby around the clock, but it's important for the partner to have his time with the baby as like their special bonding time. So I think like maybe some ideas could be like if you're pumping, maybe like pump some milk and put that into like a bottle so like dad can feed once in a while, even if it's something that like maybe you're thinking of like just exclusively going directly on the breast. I think it's also special to think about their needs as well and letting them kind of handle that or handle something else, handle like the bath time or handle, like the bedtime. So I think like somehow giving them their time as well is like so important, so important.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah. And then, as far as like unexpected moments. I know that you're talking that you touched on like your the tongue tie and having to like wean off. Was there anything else like as far as like when you first bathed no when you first gave birth to Noah, anything that was like unexpected as far as like the nursing part or the breastfeeding?
I think it was, again, really special moments, such as, when he was on my chest. He was always on my chest. He was never in the bassinet. It was either on my chest or Georgie's chest. And I think it was maybe like the first days where your baby can like find the breast. I think that is phenomenal that they can do
That's so
that.
cool. That's so
Yeah.
cool.
So when he was doing that, again, they're just kind of like the moments that, just kind of get you choked up every time you kind of think about it, because it's just such a it, there's just such beautiful moments that happen like that. And I think there was like one time where like he would be feeding, but then he would like open his eyes. And like, like when they're feeding and they look at you,
Oh my God.
and you're like, whoa.
I'm
Okay,
getting
now you
emotional
just made me
just
fall
thinking
in
about it,
love. Like,
Monica. I'm here tearing up just thinking
oh my
about it.
God,
You
no,
were telling your story
honestly.
and I'm on the mic on the other side tearing up because I'm thinking
Seriously,
about
yeah.
the
I
same thing.
feel like you meet your like life partner, right? And you think that's love, right? And you think, like this is like head over heels in love. But then you have a baby, boom, and then that's it, game over. That's like a love you just can't even compare to anything else,
For sure.
So yeah, I would just say it's just like a series of moments. Like obviously I spoke about the hardships, but they no way outrule all of the blessings that come along with breastfeeding. I would say if you can, you should definitely try. It is beautiful. It is hard, but it's beautiful. And you will just never forget those moments. They will, they'll stay with you for life.
Yeah, I know. I absolutely love that. And I do 100% agree. Monica, were there any resources that you looked into when you were pregnant or anything specific? I know that you were saying that, at the hospital you use lactation consultants. So did you look into this beforehand or what
I
was
think
that?
the hospital they have to send lactation consultants to your room, because I was there for like 4 nights, I think I was, because when I had for Noah to be born, I had to have a catheter when I was in theatre, so they have to keep you longer because you have to deal with all of that. And then there was multiple other things going on, so I stayed there probably longer than maybe the standard time that women were there. But a lactation consultant didn't come once a day, and I could call on them more if I wanted to. And then once they discharged you from the hospital, they would give you home visits every few weeks, every 2, 3 weeks. But what I would say is, obviously, they didn't pick up on what I needed them to pick up on, which was a shame. So I had to go out of my way to book a private specialist. So I would say, in terms of resources, definitely wherever you're birthing your baby, definitely know what's going on, the hospital protocol if that's where you decide to birth your baby, but also have like some backup private places in mind if you need to use them, just in case. In terms of like products I use, the there's something the I think it's a French company. They sell silverettes on Amazon. And obviously, when you're breastfeeding, you would get like engorgement or you would get cracked nipples and things like that. And something that really helped me was I got the silverettes and I put a little bit of breast milk in the silverettes and then I popped them in my bra, on the boob I wasn't using, and that helped them heal while the other boob was in action,
Oh, so you put
basically.
breast milk in the silverette, you're saying.
Yes, because breast milk is just, it
Healing.
heals everything,
It heals
So
all. Yes.
yeah,
Yeah.
if Noah had, something going on, I should put a bit of breast milk there.
I think I gave Camille
Yeah.
in
So yeah, so and then obviously, and then last one I would definitely recommend is the nipple shields. You can get different sizes of nipple shields, and they are a lifesaver if you are finding the latch hard, or if your baby is finding the latch hard as well.
Got it. I think I want to emphasize how important it is to have like the right team, the right medical team. I think that's really important, finding your people and also like a medical team that will give you the affirmation that you need. So, like, for example, you know, someone that's like there to like affirm your worries, be like, yes, I understand what you're, what's going on. Okay, let me see how I can help you figure this out. And instead of someone that's there saying, you know, like, you as a new mom, you don't know any, you know, you don't know anything. I know everything, you know? So I think that it's also like really important to find your people. And if whoever you meet with once the baby arrives, if that's not the right person, because obviously you also don't know, like, you could pick a pediatrician and they seem to be fine, but once the baby's here, you're like, wait, this is not really what I was expecting. Keep looking for them and, you know, find those resources. And I think that finding the right team is like really important when it comes to like
Definitely.
pregnancy, postpartum, early baby days. So Monica, thank you so much for sharing your story. This brought me back to like all of the emotions rushed back to me as well. So like, I love talking about this, like breastfeeding. It's like such a special time and such a special connect that you'll forever, that bond that you'll forever have like deep in your heart, and that you could one day share with Noah, you know. And you know,
Definitely.
if that interests him, he'll be like, okay, mom.
Ew, I don't
Okay.
want to talk about that.
Yeah, like, what do you mean? So yeah, I feel like, yeah, that's funny. I feel like boys won't be really into it, but maybe when my daughter, she'll be like, oh, mom, that's so cool.
And I will be like, don't talk about that, mom.
Mom, that's gross.
We'll see, we'll see.
Well, thank you guys for joining today. And yeah, as always, thank you for listening every other week. We really appreciate the listeners that are actually tuning in and listening to us, to
Yeah,
our
definitely.
rants, to our stories, and to our, you know, to our crazy early mama days. So thank you so much for joining.
Yeah, thank you guys, and thank you for listening to our stories, and we can't wait to have you back for the next episode.
Yep, can't wait. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye.